Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 255. You're only comparing yourself to others to measure something immeasurable. That's right. You're only comparing yourself to others to measure something immeasurable. What do I mean by that? None of us have the same path. That's it. That's the whole episode. I'm going to leave it at that. No, but like in all honesty, like I want to talk about basically two things here. What are we usually measuring ourselves against when we look at the external world? And I think we should have that conversation because I think it happens to all of us. You can measure any number of things. And we're going to talk about that. And then why is it immeasurable, knowing that we all have a different unique path and we really can't compare because there isn't anything to compare? That's just it. Now, I mean, yes, if you're a world record holder in running a marathon or an Olympic run or something like that, and in that case, you know what the Olympic record is and you're trying to break that record. Yeah, okay, absolutely. But you're comparing to the record, not the person. So keep that in mind. And that's because also it's within a sport or you're achieving something that is within your craft, right? So that's not necessarily what I'm talking about, but keep that in mind that you're comparing to the best within your craft or the mastery of something versus the individual. That's a very important distinction because every person's path is so unbelievably uniquely different that even when you are comparing to somebody from maybe a standpoint of the skill set or the thing that you're going after that they've already maybe done really well at, and I've talked about this in past episodes where they may be doing something really well that's not even supposed to be the thing that they should even be doing or even wanting to be doing. And you're comparing yourself to them and they may be actually, not as happy inside, or maybe they want to be doing something else. You just don't know a lot of variables. You got to be careful. You're only comparing yourself to others to measure something immeasurable. We're going to talk about that. But first, please go to thenichesyou.com. The apparel has officially launched. I'm going to keep plugging that because I love all of you guys and I love this project. And I'm going to be doing some really unique things in the coming months with that as well. So stay tuned for that. There will always be certain things that are available, but I'm going to also do some kind of one-off drops that I think will be really cool too. So stay tuned. Pick up everything and anything that calls to you right now, thenichesyou.com. I appreciate you guys. Okay, so jumping back in, you're only comparing yourself to others to measure something immeasurable. What do people usually measure when they compare? Well, and I think we can all relate to this, money, relationships, health, results. Those are the four that I wrote down. Obviously, we compare a lot of things, right? Lifestyles, which I feel like these cover kind of all of it one way or another, right? Money, health, relationships, results, right? All these things, they cover a lot, if not all. Why? Why do we compare? Well, we look at money and say, okay, that's a metric that resonates with me, or when I have that, I'll be able to do this, or, look at the way that they're using it. That's how I want to use it, or how I know how I would want to use it. If I had it, I would do it differently. Like, we're constantly in this comparison, and I shouldn't say we, like all of us, but it can happen, obviously, right? Same with health. Right? I don't know where you're at in your health journey. I can tell you, no matter how far I've gotten in my health journey, I watch certain people where they've really figured out, like maybe like the gut health, because like I'm constantly working on that. I'm like, man, like, I still can't wait to be there. I wonder how long it took them, and there. So now I'm comparing. How long did it take them? And that's just it. It might have taken them 5 months, 5 years, 15 years. We don't know. And even if it took them 15 years, maybe it's not supposed to take me 15 years. Maybe it's only supposed to take me 5. And that's why you have to be very, very, very careful, because if you're measuring against an external metric or idea or result, you're sometimes almost self-programming, oh, well, that's how much time it's going to take. And that's why I'm very careful. I think there's a lot of great coaches and mentors and motivators online, and just CEOs or entrepreneurs, just people all around in their craft. I think there's a ton of really great people. I love the ones that are very much like, hey, I can't tell you how much time it's going to take. I can definitely tell you the types of things you might want to be considering doing to get the results you're looking for. That. I love that. And I try to do the same thing, because I can't tell you, well, it's going to take, you know, it's going to take 30 days. It's going to take 6 months. It's going to take this. I don't know. And everybody's circumstances are different. And on top of that, you know, you what may just work for you almost instantly didn't necessarily for somebody else. And it's funny when you see, like, I love testimonials. I do. Especially if you can replicate certain processes that just have a great return rate on metrics for just doing the thing. I mean, even in my Right Design Build class that I have, check the show notes, there's certain things that if you do that in there for several months, you just see the results. It just happens. It just does. And I get that. But a lot of things in terms of your own individual path is determined by a time that I don't know. Nobody does. That's your journey. That's your journey with your soul. It's journey with God, right? So yes, when it comes to health or money, like, oh, well, it took that person 10 years to get that much money. It might take you 3. Isn't that a hopeful thing? Maybe. And here's the other deal. When did you start? When did they start? Maybe you worked corporate for so many years and you're coming in with that corporate experience. Let me tell you something, like, that is a set of experience that, like, certain companies, I know my friends that have worked for that before they went on their own. Wow, like, they had a certain type of structure and know-how from that environment that they saw success within their business within the first 2 years online or in their own thing. So, you know, again, you have to be careful when you see these people online, like, oh, it took me 5 years. Oh, it'll take you 2. It'll take you this. We just don't know pre, during, and post efforts of each individual person's path. Relationships. Right? That's what a lot of people compare it to. Oh my God, everybody compares to relationships. Listen, first of all, I want you to take your best friend right now. Your best friend. Have you guys ever had any arguments? Have you guys had to go through all kinds of seasons together? Not just, I mean, like, each of you are maybe being difficult to each other. I just mean, like, maybe you're just having difficult seasons in general and you're supporting each other, you're growing together, you're learning together. Maybe sometimes you talk more, sometimes you talk a little bit less, whatever. Like, this, relationships don't have to just be for partners and spouses and stuff like that. They can also be for, like, friendships and business partnerships and all these things. Relationships in general, you have to be very careful when you comparing to relationships you see. You do not know all the behind the scenes things. You just don't. You also don't know that those people might be aligned, and then there's a lot of people that may not actually be aligned, but they're just trying to hold it together. They may not even be for each other at all, but maybe, you know, they have children and they want to make that work, or maybe they just, you know, there's a lot of other things behind the scenes that they're, you know, working on, and everybody is working on something behind the scenes. It's teamwork. It is the most beautiful and sometimes excruciatingly painful, you know, depending on the situation, but teamwork. It requires patience and timing and, like, going through things and learning and communicating and being honest and, like, letting go and all these things. Like, you don't know. You can't compare when you look at other relationships because you just don't know what's really going on. Are they deep in the work? Are they on the surface level of it? What is actually going on? And then the fourth one that I brought up was just the results. You have to be so careful. I think I pretty much already kind of drilled this one in, which is, like, again, let's say somebody that for example, there are people that I know that they've been working out their whole life. So their body is still kind of like the body of when they were much younger. And so even when they get back into shape, it's almost instant, right? Or in general, they may not have certain food allergies or certain things with their gut system or whatever it might be because they've been kind of on it, on and off it their whole life. Versus somebody like, I mean, I've been kind of on it, but, like, wasn't until, like, 4 or 5 years ago that I was like, no, I'm really going all in on this. And I knew it was going to be a journey, as if I was just starting from, like, back from when I was in my 20s or something, my early 20s or late teens or whatever it was, right? So That starting point is a little bit later. Well, that means I might have to remove things in terms of like habits. I might have to remove like the types of foods I was eating. I might have to like repair the gut, you know, and lift a different way, weightlift a different way, you know, all these things at a different age. So results can come differently at different times, and you can't compare to the trainers. You can't compare to your friends. You just can't. You're only comparing yourself to others to measure something that is immeasurable. Your life is immeasurable to others. Their life is immeasurable to yours. None of us are on the same path. We may be running along adjacent at times, but none of us are on the same path. So what's immeasurable? What are some of these things that are immeasurable? What are these intangibles behind the scenes? Well, one is time and timing. We don't know how much time we have. We don't know how much time we do or don't have, I should say. We don't know how long it's supposed to take. We don't know what is right, what is the right timing, and what is a waiting period. We don't know if it's that person's season because they're introducing a methodology in their work that will better play to what we're going to introduce a year from now in our work. Or you may want a certain type of relationship or an amount of money or a job or whatever now, but a different one, a better one, a more aligned one, the aligned one, all of that is for you just months out or a year out or 2 years out. And check this out. Maybe you're not meant to take the thing that you want right there and then, like that job or that relationship or whatever it might be, or that money, because that actually would stall the thing 2 years from now. Instead, you want something complementary to the thing 2 years from now, and you don't even know it. We don't always know. That's why Steve Jobs had said that famously, like, looking, you can't know until you look back and connect the dots. That's why we need this a lot of flexibility and fluidity in our growth process. Time and timing, that's a tricky one. We just don't know. We can have an understanding. I do believe energetically, and this is something I've been experiencing a lot lately, where I can feel different things, and I'm like, oh, wow, like I can feel timing relatively sooner or later. And then it's about, okay, what kind of choices am I making to prepare for that energy I'm feeling? It's about the best I can tell you in that department, because even then, God's going to do what God's going to do. So I prepare while letting go, right? Isn't that a funny one? Isn't that like an oxymoron? It's like I'm preparing for what I feel energetically, but I surrender to the attachment of exactly what that time is. I just don't know. And it's not my job to know. It's my job to trust. Another immeasurable, experiences, right? Every person's experiences are different. And somebody might need a ton of experiences to achieve the same result that you achieved, and you only learn from less experiences because you got the lesson pretty fast. Somebody might have repeated the same thing over and over and over again just to be able to achieve what you did in less experiences, right? So that's immeasurable. You don't know. And or somebody did go through a lot of experiences to get to the result that it would kind of take that level of experiences. And you don't know if you've had enough of those yet or not. It's immeasurable. You don't know how much of something you need to achieve a similar outcome to somebody else. Don't compare yourself. The third one is your soul and soul's path. That's a big one because everybody's path is different. You cannot tell me that everybody's path is the same. You can't. We're all uniquely different. There is no way possible every one of our paths, or even multiple of us, our paths are the same. They can look similar, in my opinion. They can look similar. They can be very adjacent, like, oh, you're doing this type of role, a job, you know, lifestyle, me too. But at the same time, like, no one's going to deliver it like you. Nothing is going to come through just like you the way it comes through you. That's your unique footprint, blueprint. That's your soul's imprint on the world. We're all divinely unique, which is also your responsibility, which I always have to say that because, you know, I think sometimes it makes people want to be like too like kind of, yeah, I'm just floating. It's like, no. Like it's great to be unique, but you also have to like harness the responsibility around it. Like, that's beautiful to be unique. Absolutely. Now lead by example. You know, unique gifts. Fourth one, unique gifts. That's immeasurable. Why is it we all have these weird things that we just know the way we know? Why do we just know it that way? And here's the funny part is that, like, there could be somebody else getting all the credentials. You've heard me talk about this before on the podcast, getting all the credentials, getting all the necessary things. You know, I use that example of the Melody Asani, you know, the fashion designer, and like, it's just her thing. And she may not even be like designing fashion the way like fashion designers design fashion and went to school and did all those things, but it's just her thing. And she didn't go to school for any of it. It's just her thing. It's just her unique gift. And so you can't compare to that because she didn't even do the credentials. She didn't necessarily do the schooling or whatever, any of that. She learned the tooling. She learned how to do all the stuff and became this, you know, big fashion designer within her, you know, community of people globally, right? So there you go. Like, our unique gifts are just something you can't really measure. Not really. You can't measure at all. The fifth one is mindset intuition. Can't really measure that. Can you? Think about that one. Mindset and intuition. You can't measure it because it's like, well, your intuition is going to talk to you differently than any of us in the physical can. That's why you have to be very, very careful about advice from people. The best advice is usually advice that makes you think. It makes you go within. I love that from people when I've talked about that before too. Like, the best advice you get from people are like, well, what do you think? Or, well, what's coming through for you? Or, you know, yeah, you should go after that and see what comes from that. Like, they just know that, like, they want you to just trust yourself. Because if they give you advice, it's like, it's basically based on their own experience in a physical form. And we don't even know if they had the most optimal experience of that. So your intuition and mindset, that's immeasurable. It's internal. It's something to constantly cultivate. The next one, resistance, setbacks, or distractions. Those are immeasurable. Why? Because everybody's level of resistance or setbacks, that timing can be completely different. Some people can have a setback that's a short period of time. Some can have that, like, where it feels like a lifetime, right? It's it can vary. It can change. And the last one I'll bring up is God's plan. It's immeasurable. God's plan is immeasurable, meaning the plan for you and the plan for anybody else cannot be compared. The plan for you and the plan for anybody else cannot be compared. Again, you may share joint roles, co-contributing roles in this lifetime and for maybe much, if not all, the duration of the lifetime. But the plan for you is uniquely divine to you, just like it is for every other person as well too. And so you can't compare God's plan for you to anybody else's plan. And believe me, I know, like, this, that sometimes is hard. It really is. I have my moments too where, like, I love learning more about God's plan for me. I really do. I love it. In fact, I can feel it so strongly. And at the same time, there are days where I struggle to maybe fully grasp the timing or, an intricate detail or why something is needed or whatever it might be. I get it. I definitely get it. God's time. There's our timing, then there's God's timing, right? But God's timing is perfect. So never compare your timing, your God's timing for you to somebody else's timing. And be very careful of that because we think we want to speed certain things up. This is at least my own reflection. We think we want to speed things up. And then we learn exactly like God's genius of like timing. You're like, oh, okay. It's just us humans that sometimes get very impatient. And I get it. We're human. We're soul and we're human. We go back and forth between the two. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Again, remember, you're only comparing yourself to others to measure something immeasurable because we're all uniquely different. Thank you guys for tuning into every single episode. Please leave a written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It leaves a, I keep wanting to say Shopify. It leaves a, it helps expand the awareness of the show. But yes, my new Shopify store, thenicheisyou.com. Please go there. Please support. But more so, it's actually you getting something for you that helps support your journey. I love and appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. And as always, as I say, until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.